It starts with the players as individuals. As talented as we are as South Africans, we should also be more ambitious. And nobody's position is permanent. All that is important is how good do you perform at club level, how good do you perform at national team level.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Good day and welcome to the big interview. I'm your host, Slu Paho. What a whirlwind of a year it has been for Bafana Bafana. 2019 has been long, dramatic, and constantly engaging. AFCON was tough and it left a lot to be desired. Bafana only bagged 3 goals in 5 matches. Calculators were out in the final round of matches for the group stage. Tunisia drew, Mali won, and suddenly we were through when all hope was lost. We shocked the continent by defeating the host nation, Egypt, but fell prey to the Super Eagles in the quarterfinal. But I'd like to remind all of you that despite all of the team's issues, this was the most successful AFCON run we have had in 19 years. But less than a month after the tournament, head coach Stuart Baxter resigned. And life hasn't been any easier for Bafana's new coach, with 2 friendly internationals cancelled in the space of a week due to xenophobic violence, which is still causing us major problems. But with all of that in mind, let's get into the discussion. I'm happy to be joined by the new man in charge of Bafana Bafana, Molefi Ntseki. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thanks very much for having me.
So first things first, let's start with you and your rise to the hot seat. Many might not know this, but you've been a constant feature on the international stage for us, coaching the under-17s. You were then assistant coach to Sheikhs Mashaba and Stuart Baxter during their tenures. Has this always been the dream job for you?
Yeah, I think when you start coaching, you always want to be the best that you can be. You're always looking for the best job that you can achieve in life. And I think part of me being part of Bafana Bafana as an assistant coach was like, if ever you do get approached, or maybe if you have to apply for a position like this one of Bafana Bafana head coach, will you be ready for it? And I think with whatever I've accumulated or acquired over the years, I think I'm ready for this job.
Fantastic. How important do you think it is to the national team's success that we have a South African leading the team?
I think South Africans, we are a winning nation, and we don't accept any failure from anybody. I'm fully aware of that. But also we need to understand that in a game of football, you win some, you lose some. It all depends in terms of what results are you happy with. But we are all looking forward to have positive results. It is more of a team sport where you have to involve everybody. You have to involve players, you have to involve the technical team and yourself, and hopefully everything will work out positive for you as a coach and as a country. Hopefully we will be able to celebrate our wins and doing well as Bafana Bafana.
Yeah, I like that you refer to us as a winning nation. You know, we were once the 16th best national team in the world. That was after our 1996 AFCON win. So do you have any plans to maybe get Bafana back on track and try maybe get back into the top 20 of world football at some stage?
We are also aware, fully aware, that as a national team coach, you are working with players from different backgrounds, from different coaches, different playing styles, whether locally or overseas. But the most important thing is to get them together into one room and sell your ideas, your tactical approach, and have a buy-in. If you have a buy-in and everybody understands his roles and functions, it will make life much easier for the coach and for the coaches. Maybe to implement a certain tactical strategy that will work for the team. At times, you might have a generation of players that has done well in their previous phase of development. Like now, you have the under-23s that are doing well, that comes from the under-20s, that also comes from the under-17s. So the current team of Bafana Bafana just came back from the AFCON, and I think for me, they did very well. And with that positiveness in their game, I hope we'll carry the positive mentality forward in winning our games and getting positive results.
Definitely. So you've signed on for 4 years. Is there a mandate in place and a timeline for what you want to achieve? And what are those interim goals that you've put in place that you want to hit over the next few years?
Yeah, like I said, every coach has got his own mandates, because as an individual, you also want to achieve. And as part of the team, which is Bafana Bafana currently, we want to achieve more. Achieving more, it means we qualify for Cameroon AFCON 2021. Not just qualifying, but doing well in Cameroon. And also, if we do well in Cameroon, it means we'll stand a very good chance of doing well in the World Cup qualifiers. And we qualify, we'll do well in the World Cup. And I think it is a mandate that comes from within, comes from each and every individual that is involved with Bafana Bafana. It comes from each and every South African who wants success, who wants to see Bafana Bafana doing well. So we are hopeful and positive that things will work out well for us, and we will achieve more as a team.
Definitely. So recently, Pitso expressed his support for you as Bafana coach, and you've decided to take an inclusive approach to selection. Can you tell us more about why you've decided to take this approach of placing a lot of importance on the opinions of PSL coaches?
Look, I don't think as an individual or as SAFA, we will achieve if ever we don't involve other stakeholders. In this case, other stakeholders will be players and their clubs, and their clubs are headed by coaches. And if ever you don't involve coaches, it means you'll be left behind in terms of the relationship that you need to have with the coaches, because you need to speak more often with the coaches to find out how your best players are doing and are conducting themselves in their teams. So I felt if ever I involve coaches, it will be much easier for me to understand those individuals that has to be selected into Bafana Bafana. So I know coaches are working day in, day out, and they are the ones who are in daily contact with the players.
So over the years, I've seen there's an increase in investment in the APSA Premiership and our local cup competitions. We even recently saw the National First Division has a new sponsor in Glad Africa. So what do you think has been holding us back, in your opinion, as a footballing nation, considering all of the money and resources in the PSL?
I think it starts with the players as individuals, because as talented as you are as an individual, it is also important to look well after your talent. It's like somebody who has got money. For that person to make more money, he has to look well after his money. And the very same thing that I think should happen with our players that are talented. Firstly, they need to understand and look well after their talents. If ever they do that, it means their clubs, their coaches, their agents will be able to also help in looking well after their talents. As talented as we are as South Africans, I think we should also be more ambitious of achieving more ambitious of saying, if I am playing for a top team in the country, I want to play for a top team in the world. If playing for a top team in the world, I want to be the world footballer of the year. And I think if ever you put those targets, it will help you to work harder. It will help you to concentrate and to manage your talent and to manage your career much better and be of a professional in terms of keeping your level up there.
Definitely, I agree. And I'd say that many fans and supporters have created this belief that players underperform because they're distracted by material lifestyles and popularity. So what is your policy towards players using social media and other forms of distraction from the pitch?
Look, there are things that we can't live without. If you're talking of social media, it is something that we can't live without. But all that is important, I'm saying, if ever you have things to achieve, you have got your own objectives, you have raised the bar to a level where you have to work hard to get there, social media won't be of any disturbance to you. Let's look at what is happening with the likes of Ronaldo, Messi. These are top class players in the world, but they are still training hard. They are still working very hard. They still listen to their coaches. They still plan very well for their games, because every game they play is a new game, and every game they play, they want to win. And I think if we can have that mentality as South African players, we will be able to achieve more.
So you were there with the team at AFCON, as you mentioned, and I can imagine it was nerve-wracking in that last round of group matches. Do you remember what it was like, the mood in the camp when you were waiting to see if you made it to the round of 16? Was it a tense moment when you were there? Because I imagine there's a reality there where you might have been coming home. So what was the mood like back in those moments?
If as South Africans and as players, every football moment can be a tense moment, I think we'll do well as footballers. because if you look at the game we were to play against Libya in Tunisia, that was a very tense moment because we were fully aware that if we don't win in that match, we wouldn't have qualified for AFCON. And I think qualifying for AFCON on its own became a very tense moment because going into AFCON, we wanted to do well. We wanted to win the AFCON because we believed in our players. We believed in our abilities. Unfortunately, we could not win our first match and our last match in the group stages. Yes, it was very tense. And we sat together. We watched the game together. I think it was DRC playing in that match. And at the end of the match, we celebrated together because we were now saying we are ready to face Egypt and go into the last 16.
Yes. And what do you think made the difference against Egypt? Because, you know, we obviously have an abundance of talent, the likes of Percy Tau, Bongani Zungu, Timikosi Lodge, and many more. But it just seemed like they kind of didn't find their rhythm in the group stage. But all of a sudden, it was a hard-fought victory against Egypt. What do you think made the difference in that match?
I think the group stage matches that we played were actually preparing us for that game against Egypt because we did not have too many preparation matches before we played our first match against Ivory Coast. Mm. So going into Egypt, we had already played three matches, and in the three matches, we used different players. There was understanding, there was a tactical cohesion that was coming up into the team. Going into Egypt, it was a well-executed plan, and the players did very well in terms of how we analyzed, how we planned, how we executed our tactical ploy against Egypt, and we had a high level of concentration in that match, and the energy levels were also very high in terms of the physical demands of that game.
Definitely. So now that you've taken over, we saw that you added Arthur Zwane and Trot Moloto to your staff. Will there be any further changes in the camp from when Baxter was in charge?
Yeah, I think so, because we want to build a very strong technical team. It's not going to be a group of four technicians or five technicians. As much as I'm trying to create a relationship with the PSL coaches, I also want to have a bigger technical team, a bigger technical team wherein we'll have a scouting team, wherein we'll have technical advisors, wherein we'll have coaches who will be on the bench and having other coaches up in the grandstand helping the team to perform well and to carry out our mandate. And hopefully we will win our games and do well as a team.
Fantastic. So, you know, I must say it must have been a very disappointing week for you. First, Zambia cancels on us, and I think you guys were about to plan your trips to Lusaka. Then Madagascar cancels 2 days before the match at Orlando. How difficult was it to have to let the boys go home without any game time, especially since it would have been a great chance to gel with your team?
It was disappointing, but what I liked about the camp is that we had a very good camp. The mood was very high in the camp. When you report for camp on Sunday, we're looking forward to our international match against Zambia. But our players are professionals, and every member of Bafana Bafana is a professional. And we're fully aware of what was happening in the country. Now that we were told in the last minute that we are not playing Zambia anymore, it was a disappointment. But we could understand. In trying to understand what was happening, even decided to raise our hands and say, let us stop this xenophobic attacks. Let us stop this looting of business areas, and let us hold hands as Africans and let peace prevail in Africa so that our football relationship with our neighboring countries, with all the countries in Africa and in the world, can be a strong one and a good one, so that our boys can also have a chance to showcase their talent. Because if you don't play matches, if you don't play other African countries and other world countries, we are not going to show the world what we are made of.
I see, yeah. And let's take a look at the squad now. So Thulani Hlatswayo is still your current captain of the squad. Will you be sticking with him as the team leader, or are you starting with a brand new clean slate and preparing to make your own selection?
I think we had a very good relationship, a very good camp with the boys under Coach Stewart. And I was part of that group. I was part of that harmony. And I don't see any reason why some things has to be changed because I'm now in charge. And the way I feel is the way I felt when I was still part of Bafana Bafana, that we have a very committed group of players. We had a very committed individuals, whether as team doctors or medical team, as support staff. Everybody was just committed, and everybody appreciated the fact that he was part of the national team.
Fantastic. So since you have some experience working with the youth teams, can we expect to see some new faces break into the squad over the next couple of years? Or do you think you won't need much rotation in the build-up to AFCON 2021, for example?
My feeling about national teams, whether under 17, under 20, under 23, or Bafana Bafana, nobody's position is permanent. All that is important is how good do you perform at club level, how good do you perform at national team level, so that you can be called all the time and give your best. And when it comes to junior players being brought into Bafana Bafana, they must have the quality and the talent that will carry Bafana Bafana to the next level. We are talking about the under-23s. Most of the boys that are playing the under-23s now are the ones who were in the World Cup in 2015 for the under-17s, are the ones who were in the World Cup for the under-20s in 2017 and 2019. So it means in terms of our conveyor belt, we are doing very well as a country, and we are hopeful that those boys who are doing so well in the under-23 team will graduate and become better players for Bafana Bafana.
Fantastic. And you also, just as a last touching point, you also mentioned that you're adding to your scouting staff. So is that how you plan on monitoring players who maybe play abroad in smaller leagues and don't get that much TV time?
Bafana Bafana is not about an individual. That's my understanding. Because as an individual, I can't have all eyes and ears all over. It is better to have more brains, to have more eyes, to have more ears that can always come together and share ideas in terms of who do we think is ready to play for Bafana Bafana, whether overseas, whether local. I think that scouting team will serve that purpose.
Fantastic. Mulefi Nteki, I know it's been a difficult week for you, so thank you very much for taking the time to chat to me, and have a great day.
Thanks very much, my brother, and thanks for having me.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.